202.
Well, this is a rapidly evolving situation with a lot of uncertainty. The good news is that each day we're learning a lot about this virus and what it's doing both here in Mexico and around the globe. And we're starting to see some encouraging signs, and that's good. But our approach has to be aggressive. With a new infectious disease, you may only get one chance to get out in front of it, and that's what we're doing. In the United States, we've got 160 confirmed cases, 21 states. The World Health Organization this morning reported confirmed cases in 15 countries. Thankfully, in this country, we are not seeing the number of deaths in Mexico. We reported last week the tragic death of the child in Texas. But as we're looking, we're not seeing those deaths, but I'm not totally assured. We need some more information to see what this is going to do. And it's very encouraging to see that people are taking this seriously.
That would be the acting director of the CDC, Dr. Robert Bester. You've probably seen him all over the tube lately, and we've, of course, played a bunch of clips of the good doctor. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here's what's happened, though. It shows you how quickly things change as far as numbers. 1,000 people now have been infected. It's spreading deeper into the United States, of course, Europe, and even Latin America. In fact, in the U.S., that number jumped from what the doc just said to 34 states. There's 245 flu cases now reported. We know that the swine flu, the politically correct name or government term, is now H1N1. And part of the reason is because there's a panic over pork. So pork producers are pressing for the word to get out, don't kill the pigs, don't not buy pork. Apparently not everybody's getting that message. In Egypt, for example, the farmers there actually are protesting the fact that they have been told that they have to slaughter the pigs because of the news of the swine flu. Now, there haven't been any confirmed cases of swine flu in Egypt, but the farmers in Cairo were told, the health folks here in the government are saying, you got to slaughter these pigs, and they didn't want to do it. So the farmers were putting up a fight with the police. And the government saying, we're taking the precaution, too bad. And you could see just all the pigs that were slaughtered hanging up, and they're getting rid of all the pigs. I mean, they're slaughtering all of them, even though there haven't been any confirmed cases whatsoever. Now, you heard Dr. Robert Bester there, and one of the things the CDC is saying is that humans can't get the swine flu virus, known as this H1N1, by eating pork. That human infection from pigs happens when people are close to the sick animals, like in those pig barns. And then an odd thing happened, and this didn't help the case any. You had a Mexican farm worker who came back from Mexico in Canada infect a bunch of pigs in a farm situation where they had 2,200 pigs, and he infected 10%, or they thought, to be safe. They quarantined over 200 of the pigs, so this doesn't go over well. And the push to not eat pork is on in many, many other places in the United States. Don't know if pork is really down or not. Can't get a real sense of that. I think people are confused, and I think there are people that won't eat pork, don't feel like they want to, that don't have it in their head that they don't want to take a chance about pork, even if you look at the temperatures and cooking it and all that sort of stuff. But the fact that you read headlines like the thing in Canada doesn't help. So now it's like the World Health Organization has become a lobbyist for pork producers across the world, because they constantly are starting their press conferences by reassuring everybody that it's not about the pork. Are you buying it? Are you staying away from pork? Do you think swine flu is overblown? There were a lot of people that think, you know, this whole thing with the swine flu and the fear and who's coming down with it and how you catch it and all this kind of stuff is way over the top. In Southern California and a lot of the border states in particular is where you get a little bit more, I think, of the hysteria. I mean, how great is this danger? I said there's 1,000 cases, and part of the reason that now we see that there's the numbers jumping because you have tests. People get blood tests. It's sent to the CDC, and then it's turned around. So it's not, boom, overnight when someone's sick. They're developing a vaccination for this, but it won't be ready until the fall. And is it going to turn into a bird flu panic? Or is there enough push to tell people not to worry that people are going to buy into that? In Mexico, they're starting to come out again into the town squares and stuff, especially in Mexico City where you have a massive population and a massive amount of people who were affected by the swine flu. In fact, it's typical when something like this happens. You see people walking around without a mask, and I saw some people that had masks on that actually had a skeleton, like the jaw of a skeleton, and they were, of course, always an opportunity. They were selling them because all the masks have been handed out. So instead, it's kind of like a bandana that some people were wearing around. And again, these were shots that I saw from Mexico. But if you want to compare it to other things that are happening, think of like malaria killing thousands of people every day. So when you compare to other things, you know, is there undue hysteria over this? Yeah, I'll tell you one thing. The airlines are concerned, and you can, I think, depending on where you live, right now, if you're listening to me and you decided, geez, I want to really go to Mexico, then I laugh because their flights are down and people are going there in empty planes and just re-racking their schedules, maybe going at a later time. But, I mean, there's one thing. The so-called hysteria over the pigs and the pork and all that, I get that. But when it comes to actually traveling to Mexico, would you take that leap now? And I'd have to say probably not. I mean, how many people are going to do that? Because the other deaths that happened over the weekend, the 19 other deaths that happened were in Mexico. There was one that was reported from the virus, was the 22-month-old boy we told you about last week at the tail end of the week, who was visiting from Mexico, who was in Houston. So in 76, remember, you had the swine flu outbreak. And the whole idea, the vote, was to inoculate the entire country. The entire country. But then you had 25 people who died from getting the vaccination, while just one person was killed by the flu. And I've talked about this before. It was at Fort Dix, New Jersey. Would you take this vaccination? Think of that. I mean, is this grossly overblown? Is there too much hysteria over this that will lead to people unnecessarily, when a vaccine becomes available, getting inoculated? And think about the 25 who died from it in 1976. Would you be one of the people that would line up, especially in areas where you know there are other cases, to get this vaccination? Would you have your kid get the vaccination? It's an intriguing thought. Ron Paul has repeatedly, the congressman from Texas, has said that it's ridiculously overblown, and I tend to agree with him. I think it's good to be informed, to know what's happening, to say the numbers, all that sort of stuff. But the example of what happened in 76, my goodness, we certainly don't want to see that happen again, right? What's your say, America? Give me your take. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. This is America Tonight.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke Free free trial offer is. Smoke Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply buy the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Me, and I know you're speaking of me. Fascinating thing, get beside me, I want you to love me.
Well, we haven't heard the last of the interrogation memos, so yeah, the Pandora's box that was ripped open 2.5 weeks ago. Condi Rice defending what went on. I'll give you the Scooby-Doo on that. Or the 911, the scoop, whatever. I don't know. It's my own spin. I get confused. I'm hearing that from the New York Times. Perhaps I should be in one of these polls of how you can spin the language correctly. And then Matt Johnson and I could have new careers as lobbyists for whatever. Pork is looking for a few good lobbyists these days and very worried about what's ultimately happening to the product. In Egypt, the farmers didn't want to slaughter the pigs, the government forcing them to do so. And, you know, is Ron Paul right? Is there massive hysteria over this swine flu that's unnecessary, if you remember what happened back in the 70s? And we talked about that last week. 800-259-5791. Robert is listening to us in Illinois. Robert, what's your take on all of this?
Yeah, I'm a physician also, and that's interesting that Ron Paul made those pronouncements. I was listening to one of the radio shows or TV shows, I'm not sure which, and they brought up the fact that in Egypt, which of course is an Islamic country,
right,
the folks that eat pork are the Coptic Christians. Okay, so the Islamic folks in charge can say, hey, get rid of those unclean animals. This is a chance to slaughter them and get them out of here because we can't have those unclean animals here.
True. That's true.
Go ahead.
And that's why the farmers were pressing against that, saying that it's ridiculous and saying, you know, talking about cooking pork and all that, but they were losing their battle because, as you say, was this really more about, aha, here's how we'll get our way. Pork is an unclean meat in our religion, and we can just throw this out there, and, hey, the law is the law.
Yeah, I think, you know, and I think that really makes sense, you know, that it's they've probably been waiting in the background to figure some way of getting rid of the unclean animals. And
yeah, but the thing is, too, you know this, you're a doctor, it's not about that. It's not about the pork, right?
No, and, you know, pigs are kind of the mixing vessel for resorting of viral segments. Most of our, in the last 20 years or so, I think at least, most of our usual influenza has come out of China, because you got the pigs, and then you have the pigs in their sty or whatever, and,
right,
and the ducks are in there too to eat what the pigs didn't eat,
right,
and the ducks have their avian type of have viral segments, and the pigs have their kind, and then they kind of swap them back and forth, and then they come up with something that will infect humans that are working around them all the time, and then you know, with all the 747s bringing the Chinese tourists and the grad students and everything over here and taking us over there, well, sooner or later the Chinese flu gets mixed over here, and that's where the pigs fit in. They're kind of the mixing vessel.
Yeah, interesting. Thanks for that info, Doc. We appreciate the phone call. Definitely. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791 has a great point. You know, think about the reasons why in Egypt they would want the slaughter. So there's been this gradual backlash, with a lot of people starting to say, listen, there's just too much hysteria over this. Not just Ron Paul. There are other people that are saying it and pointing to the fact that, do you want what happened in 76 to happen again? And, you know, this rush to develop this vaccine and, you know, determining what this H1N1, this strain is ultimately, you know, should there be justifiable concerns over this new virus, because this lack of immunity, does it make it potentially risky? Because you have other various strains of animal flu that, of course, you've had in the past. We mentioned one of them. And it's a flu that's spreading from human to human in this case. And, yes, there could always be the potential for a pandemic. But how grave should the concern be? And, you know, you'd have to say, I keep saying this, when it's in your backyard, it's always different. In California, especially in Southern California, there really has been that feeling of paranoia about the border crossings, and whether it's politically correct or not, the back and forth for Mexico, the ground zero for what we've seen with the flu. And you can tell when you talk to a lot of people, especially in San Diego and the Tijuana area, and just again with the headlines people are seeing, with the amount of cases that are being contracted, because it's behind ultimately the numbers that are released by the CDC. It depends on, you know, who's in your backyard. It depends on, when I say who's in your backyard, how many cases there are. If they're bubbling up and they're confirmed cases, I think that leads to the stronger push for the potential of hysteria. The bottom line is, there's not much you can do anyway other than what we've been talking about over and over and over again, and that's take more caution with your own personal hygiene. I think it's a great reminder of that. I mean, I can't tell you how many times where I've been in a work environment where people, and it's women and men, people automatically think it's just men, where I see that people don't wash their hands, or they cough, 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 and kind of cover their mouth, which is kind of, again, kind of stupid. I don't understand why people don't cough. They wouldn't cover their mouth anyway, but that happens. We see that with kids. That's why, should the schools have been closed or not closed, that's why we see them some of the schools that were closed because of the possibility of the spread. So it's a great question. I mean, is this completely ridiculously overblown, or is it being handled correctly? Do you think the government is handling it, our government is handling this correctly, or would you say, 800-259-5791, or you can shoot me an email, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. So we know that number is going to rise, too, by the way. By the time we go through the entire week, who knows what that number will be up to. It'll catch up with some of those samples. We knew that there was probably going to be hundreds of cases in New York because of the one school. So I think we're going to see that we're going to have bigger numbers. Will they actually call it a pandemic? And I really believe that people are still trying to grapple with things that have happened in the past, especially when it comes to pandemics, to try to put the correct, I don't know if spin, and it depends on who we're talking about, whether it's a government person or what, but try to put a good face on it if they have to, or try to dig for reasons why not to panic, or, you know, whatever might be. In fact, it's an interesting thing. There was a lawyer. Remember the TB scare that happened? I completely forgot about this. And I was on the air, and I did a story on this. We tried to talk to this guy. Andrew Speaker was the guy who was diagnosed with TB. And we talked to people in Canada. We talked to people in the United States. And you remember, this was everywhere, this whole tuberculosis deal that caused really an international health scare. That guy from Atlanta is now suing, these many years later, is suing the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention because he's saying it was an invasion of privacy and that it harmed his reputation and led to the ruin of his marriage. They're not saying how much he's seeking, specifically money-wise, but he filed a suit in a U.S. district court in Atlanta. If you remember, the CDC had a press conference talking about a patient with a rare form of tuberculosis, and the fact that it sometimes proves fatal, despite, you know, the fact that he was on an international flight, there was concern that he had spread the TB to other people. So now the CDC is on trial for this. And they're saying that at the press conferences or any time they talked about it, that they didn't tell the public that the organization told this guy, Andrew Speaker, that he was not contagious and that the CDC knew he had planned to take the trip to Greece for his wedding. So, wow. Instead, what Speaker's saying is they released a ton of information about him that was completely unlawful. And the fact that he had flown to Greece to get married, the fact that he was a lawyer in Atlanta and all that sort of stuff made his identity known to people, which is true. And he became the TV guy that could have spread it to other people. 800-259-5791, America Tonight.
As the economy continues to plummet, many of us will have to make difficult choices and cut back on our expenses. One thing we cannot afford to cut back on, though, is our health. If you suffer from chronic illness, stress, weak immune health, or just feel tired, you need to visit Shentrition.com. Shentrition is an innovative supplement that stimulates the healing power of the body. Shentrition is made up of two parts. The first part is superfoods, alkalizing greens, and hemp protein. The second half contains a powerful herbal formula to heal and detoxify the body. The philosophy at Shentrition is to feed the body what it needs and heal the body with food in one product. Shentrition is all natural, wheat-free, dairy-free, and 100% vegetarian. Discover the ancient secrets to healing, wellness, and longevity at Shentrition.com. That's Shentrition, Shentrition.com. Or call 1-866-497-7436. That's 1-866-497-7436 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional, but then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
About America, are we too hysterical over the swine flu, or is the response warranted in some cases? Do you trust the information we're getting? That's probably the best question. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. Got a ton of email on this, and I promise we'll get to that. AmericaTonight.net. A lot of third shifters hitting us, must be tapping it out on their sidewinders or whatever, hitting us with a bunch of emails because I've got
You have mail, mistress.
I got a couple of guys here that said they were working or they'd call. That happens a bunch. That's okay. When you're in the middle of the shift, I don't want anyone to lose their job. So if you can hide your texting underneath the desk, that's the best way to do it. There was no hiding this. Remember Fox saying they didn't want to carry the Obama press conference last week, marking the 100 days, and some of the stuff that Obama talked about included the flu and the swine flu deal and a bunch of other things he was addressing, like moving forward, what was accomplished, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, the rejection of the Obama presidential takeover of the time slot worked out for Fox because they won the 8 p.m. hour with the thing, the series they have called Lie to Me, which is detecting whether people are lying to you or not. And it's supposed to be a pretty decent series. I know some people that like it. They had about 7.88 million viewers. So that's more than any one network actually got for the press conference that they carried. NBC had 6.68 ABC, 6.2, and CBS had 6 million viewers. That combined for 19 million. Fox went on to win Wednesday night, of course, with American Idol, because they always get a ton of people. I mean, man, American Idol, it's just money in the bank. 21 million viewers. So they had a big night, obviously. On cable, this is kind of curious. Fox News won the press conference from 8 to 9 with the total viewers. They had an average of 2.62 million viewers. CNN was second. MSNBC was after that. So curious, worth mentioning since we talked about it a bunch, that it wasn't being carried. What is it that the average American wants on TV and they don't want their programs to not be aired is probably what the answer is. Even in this age of the DVR and TiVoing and all that other sort of stuff. And obviously there were enough places that you could pick up the speech anyway. So there you have it. Fox won't be carrying any speeches, I don't think. I'm not saying ever, but when there were so many in a row, they just decided, eh, this is the third one, this is the 100 days, yeah, we can skip on that one. And ultimately, that's what they decided to do, and it worked out as far as the ratings are concerned. And you know, in television, it's about ratings. Whether people think it's about entertainment or ratings or what it is, it's about money. It's a business. And you see how the newspapers are barely fighting for life, half of them going down, can't figure out a way to swim in the new media and the way the economy is and everything else. You can bet that any kind of a major network is they're going to do whatever they can to keep on selling the soap, baby, because if they're not selling the soap, then they know they're in trouble. You know, speaking of Obama and press conferences, last week we were talking about Chrysler, and you know, isn't it interesting, too, that Chrysler, by the way, hey, they get to go bankrupt, no problem. They get some bailout in the sense that now a couple of different people own a piece of Chrysler. We own less. We, the American people, own less than we were originally promised that we were going to own. Okay. So the bottom line is you look at where Chrysler is, and you look at the end of a couple of lines, and the push is on to, okay, buy American, but how many people are actually heeding what the president said and running out and buying American? I think that dealers who are trying to survive, and they're selling so many fewer cars than in the past, and you have Chrysler sales falling almost 50% in April, and the new car sales plunging across the entire industry. I mean, how many people are, I mean, let's be honest, how many people out there are in a rush to run out and buy Chrysler? I mean, it was probably a really slow weekend after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. How many people, the consumers, you and me, were pushed by the plea to help the Detroit automakers by buying an American car? Remember the president's pitch? You heard all the applause in Michigan and, of course, with the Chrysler dealers themselves, but did it help sell any cars? Probably not. Maybe some clearance at the end of the month, but there wasn't much action over the weekend, which is when people shop for cars, which, ugh, that whole car shopping thing. Matt, what was the last car that you bought?
The one I currently drive, the 96 Camry.
Was it an easy, well, did you go with your dad or did you go with somebody or what?
Well, it was coincidentally passed down to me, so I bought it from my dad. So it was a pretty easy going experience.
I was going to say, did you really grill him? Was it tough negotiations with licks and pops? Listen, $500, I'll take it off your hands, okay?
Yeah, it was pretty much something like that.
And he said, okay, son, I'm going to pass it on to you. That's fine. Well, then good for you. You haven't yet, and you've had this car for a long time now.
Yeah, and it just broke down last week, but I got it fixed. And in about a day, had to replace the timing belt. But it'll be ready to go for another 100,000 miles.
The timing belt is always the big thing. Now, the timing belt will cost you some bucks, though.
Yeah, it cost me. I got the water pump and the timing belt replaced for about $500.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good that they gave you the water pump in there, too. But the timing belt is always the thing. So now you're just, I mean, you're driving it until the wheels fly off, right?
Pretty much. Either that or until I hit the lottery on Wednesday.
So I hit the lottery.
And then
what is the Mega Millions up to?
Then you won't see me on Thursday either.
Are you playing Mega Millions or the Minnesota Lottery?
The Powerball.
Oh, Powerball's big in the Midwest, as many people listening to us in the Midwest know. The do you have the same numbers that you play over and over again?
No, I just do the quick picks.
Yeah, you know what? You see when people, it's like you could be struck by lightning easier than win the lottery. So the quick pick thing is probably easier. And then here's the theory. If you don't play a lot and you have the same numbers, the one time that you don't put your little dollar out there, $2 or whatever you spend on it, is the time that those numbers will hit. And then you'll be looking in the paper and seeing those numbers or hearing them on the TV, and you'll be freaked if that happens.
Well, I can't believe there's people who won the lottery multiple times.
I know.
I can't believe that.
I can't either. I have an uncle who's won the lottery three times. The most he won, though, was, I want to say, $500,000.
I'll take that.
I would take it, too. And, of course, he's a hardworking guy, served in the war, came back, started a dry cleaning business, didn't come from much, but made a ton. So he already had made money by working his tush off with his dry cleaning business, and then he hits the lottery three different times for different amounts. The most was for the $500,000, which is incredible. So Matt's an example of getting the hand-me-down car, just riding it, getting the stuff done to it, which is smart because, you know, that whole deal about the appreciation when you drive the car off the lot. I've had a couple of interesting experiences with it. I don't like car shopping, and this is the one female thing that I'll cop to on the air. I have a ton of guy friends, and they said it to me, and they're right. Can't go by yourself, can't do it, especially you, can't do it, you're friendly, blah, blah, blah. And I think that there's probably some women that could negotiate a good deal, but a lot of times it's better to have a guy there doing it for you. And we know the trickery of the car business, which is why the whole thing of Saturn was started up. Oh, one price, but that's not true, because then there's all these add-ons. Okay, here's your car, there's nothing on it, not power windows, anything, and that's that price that you saw, and this is exactly what you get. And by the time you get out, they're trying to get you for all kinds of different things that you don't even, your head's spinning by the time you're out of there. You got to really, I think, go in with the attitude of you'll keep negotiating and you'll keep car shopping until you drop, if it takes you forever. But I wonder now, that cat and mouse game, if that's changed, because for the example of like Chrysler, where they're like ghost towns in some dealerships, the sales managers don't have a lot of wiggle room, I think, to haggle, right? But it's probably also tougher because the loans are tougher to get with the credit, with the way the credit checks are now and the banks, for fear of what's happened in the past. It's probably, even though they're supposed to be not letting up on that lending valve, I don't think really there's a lot of lending going on if somebody's on the bubble. You have to have really, really great credit. So you add up all those things and you think Chrysler, geez, how tough is it going to be for any of them essentially to sell cars in these couple of months here? What kind of deal are you walking away with? I mean, you'd have to walk away with an incredible deal, I would think, because I don't believe it's resonating with a lot of people. People are looking at foreign cars. That whole thing of buy American, is it really washing right now when you have the U.S. economy the way it is? I mean, buy an American car, help the U.S. economy. Is that holding up with anyone out there? Yay or nay? 800-259-5791. On the flip side, we've got email coming your way next.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS Pepper Spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion Stun Gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
None of you are hitting me up for this, so americatonight.net, and that's where you can shoot me an email if you have your mama's recipe for pork, send it to me, or anything else in between. That would be great. Comments about the show, comments about guests, comments about anything, that's fine. americatonight.net. Kate hanging out with you, as we like to say, each and every morning on America Tonight. We've got a lot of people that are working this time of night or studying, that kind of stuff. Here's three emails I got.
You
one here.
Mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Can we say that again? I love that guy's voice.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, I would just love it if someone would follow me around and call me mistress. Oof. Exciting. Okay, so here's one from Carrie Ann. Carrie Ann says, Kate, thumbs up on the show. Really, really like it. It sounds like you're having a lot of fun. It's interesting. You jump from topic to topic. It's hard to keep up, and that's what I love about it. As for the swine flu, I think the government's doing an adequate job. Hard to tell because who knows what's being said behind closed doors for an administration of transparency. Do you really think they're being transparent? Probably on this issue, I don't know that there's a lot of finagling going on. there would be if it was massive hysteria and if it was massive spread, I think. But, you know, the idea is to look like we're informing you. We're not going to do what the other guys before us did. We don't want to talk about them, but we're not going to do that. And so that's why we're going to be as transparent as possible. Here's one from Keith. Keith says, it's ridiculous what's going on in Egypt and other places. Duh, slaughtering the pigs. Kate, is that just completely moronic or what? Okay, we've obviously talked about that. And the Canada thing that happened just fueled those fires. So, you know, more of a leg to stand on. But I think the doc got it right. There's an angle you could take. Hey, pork is unclean. Look, swine flu. And the government says you got to slaughter them. The farmers can put up as much of a fight with the police as they want, but ultimately they're going to have to do that. Here's one from Adam. Adam says, hey, really dig the show, man. Love it when you throw someone into the dungeon. Who's next? Hey, good question. We have not put someone in the dungeon so far on this particular show, but we do on most of our other shows. Maybe somebody will be shoved in the dungeon before it's all said and done. A couple of interesting follow-ups for you. We talked a lot about Miss California, Carrie Prejean, and the spot that recently came out, the marriage spot for the national organization, where she endorses what they're saying and she's getting shellacked for that, and the California pageant officials not upset. Well, one of the things that came out last week, and it's definitely confirmed because I had a couple of questions about this, Miss California did get free breast implants, and it was paid for by the pageant. It was a couple of weeks before the competition. So, yes, absolutely. In fact, the guy who's the co-director of that pageant was on one of the morning shows, and he admitted to helping her get the boob job done. And that's, you know, that's what they did. They wanted to put her, as they said, in the best possible confidence to present herself in the best light on a national stage. I mean, give me a break here. The bottom line is, so the pageant funds that, definitely. And then they turn around and attack her for being asked the crazy question she was asked, which is so, I don't know, to me wasn't such a pageant question. And Perez Hilton, I mean, give me a break, what a setup that was. And thus the controversy happens over Miss California. And then there's actual chatter about her being dethroned. They knew exactly what they wanted. They wanted to pimp her out as much as they could. In other words, she's a beautiful girl anyway. And that's the whole thing with the pageant. That's fine. I don't have a problem with it because that's what they do. That's the idea. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look good and win, and those competitions are fierce. A lot of those girls grow up and go through that whole pageant history, and she definitely had the look, so they help her do that and then act just so horrified about the question and the answer to the question, and now what's happening with Miss California. Well, you know, sorry, you put her in that position, and then you don't support her. Ultimately, does she lose her crown or does this all go away? I think if the pageant people had their wish, they'd probably have it all go away. Here's something interesting that Matt uncovered and something I read over the weekend. I've been to, you know, my whole thing off the air is history, and I've had the fortune of traveling and seeing a bunch of really cool places. And it seems like I've been in some of the tallest structures in the world. I grew up in New York, Philadelphia, so been to the Empire State Building. My family, a lot of them in Chicago, spent a lot of time in Chicago and went to a place that at one time was the tallest point in the United States, certainly, and was one of the tallest places in the world. It was the Sears Tower, and I can remember feeling queasy going up in that elevator. And now it seems as though they have a glass tower that they've added on, which would mean you could literally look straight down, I'm assuming. Matt, you were just reading that, too. Boy, would you do that? Would you get up there and walk across and not feel like a little weak in the legs?
I don't know. I've got a kind of a scary thing with heights going on, and I don't know if I'd be able to get myself out onto the ledge and have nothing but, I think it's like an inch and three quarters of glass beneath you and pavement, I guess, when you're How high up are you? Isn't it like 1,600 feet, something like that?
Yeah, I think I would be. And I'm looking at, too, you sent me a photograph of it, and I read the story. It was like in Time or somewhere, but they didn't have the enclosure. And for people listening to us, this new glass enclosure goes 4.3 feet beyond the side of the building. So right beneath your feet is the city, is right there. Just an inch and a half of glass separates the person looking down from the street underneath. It's going to open in June. Man, I don't know that I could do it either.
I don't know if I could. I'd have to be drug out there by someone.
I think so, too, but I bet you I'd get... It's funny. I can do brave things, and I've done some risky, probably stupid things. And this isn't so much risky, necessarily. It's just a freaky thing that would freak you out. And I can remember when I was a kid, some people listening to me, I don't know how many have been to the Statue of Liberty, gone to New York and gone to the Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building, but in the Statue of Liberty, when I was young, you could still go into the arm. And I remember what a weird feeling that was, going up to the arm. Even now, climbing up the Statue of Liberty, which if it's a crowded day, it's tough anyway. But going up all those steps, and they're all tiny, and it's the same thing with the Empire State Building. If you're going, I remember walking up it, but then getting to the top, and you know you're outside, and you can look over the ledge, but they've got the bars there, so it doesn't have that freaky feeling. But the idea of this new glass enclosure... Ooh.
I'm getting shaky just looking at the picture.
I was just thinking that. Oh, just going up there and sitting on the side of that, stepping out into that box. Oh, and what if, I mean, I know it's glass. It has to be secure or they would never take a risk like that. But I don't think I would do it. I don't think even on a dare I would do that, climb out there and look at it. Oh, I think I would feel queasy too. I'd have to be drug out as well, which is kind of surprising with some of the things, crazy things I've done with hiking and whatever. But that idea of looking straight down. But if you're listening to us and you are going to Chicago in the summertime, it might be something that you want to do. An inch and a half of glass. Uh-huh. Peer right over and look right down. And you'll see the city right beneath your feet. What a crazy view at the Sears Tower that would be.
Not to mention you get the building that's swaying too.
Oh yeah. You know, when I went to the, and this is so sad too, one of my memories of the World Trade Center, but many times I'd been up to the World Trade Center, and when you sit at night, I'd been there, when you sit down, there would be benches that were in between the two, and looked up, there were times when it seemed like it swayed. And when you would go up too, you would feel that same kind of sensation. I cannot imagine crawling across on that glass and looking down below. One of the many exciting things you can do in this country, and you don't even have to be in an amusement park, huh?